doesn't work that way. Those are the ones who think they are spiritual, who want to be worshipped. I don't want nobody worshiping me. Nobody. But I want you to learn the truth that I know, so that you can become one with your own divine self and be made whole. I want you to travel into the divine planes. I want you to become one with yourself and beyond. I don't want you to stop when you hit this light. Is that all you got to look forward to? God, I hope not. I want you to go on through, like Billy did this morning, this afternoon. Went right straight on through and dropped into the Great Supreme. I thought he was gone. I said, oh my God, I've lost Billy. He's gone. I saw him go. Pretty soon, Great Supreme kicked him back out again. It was beautiful. I was watching him getting his, what I call, immortal robe. I stood. I was flabbergasted to watch it. I've been through it. I know what it was, but I thought that I lost him because I went to the one. I said, "One, we want to go through the Great Supreme. Billy's ready to meet the Great Supreme Being of all beings, the oneness of the primordial. Would you please open up the shaft?" The one opened the shaft. We went right on through. When we hit the stream, Great Supreme just pulled him right out of my arms and pulled him right in. And I just watched him go. I thought he was gone. He took him in and kicked him out 3 times and then exalted him to the position that he now has. You mind if I tell him what you was for when I first met you? How many years ago was it? About 5 years ago. Came home from Vietnam. Purple Heart veteran. Hating everybody's guts. And I don't blame him. I wouldn't have liked what he had to go through either. Doing some of the tricks that they'd done over there with, you know what? One who was then with me wanted to kick him out. I said, listen, Billy is my responsibility. You keep your hands off of him. You leave him alone. We never kick no one out of my class. If you don't like it, you get out. He left. I never kick anybody out. God, I'm glad Billy didn't leave. Now I have a brother for the rest of eternity. Really and truly, what I speak to you perhaps is greater than you can understand. I don't know. I really don't know. I do my very best to try to explain it at the level in which most humanity functions at, so that you can understand the pathway into enlightenment, through enlightenment into your perfect pattern, the soul, through the perfect pattern into the Great Supreme, the primordial out of which all things come. Receive your divine essence of a sphere that cannot be broken. Freedom through eternities. Most people will go back at the end of the day, be sucked back, either to be put to sleep on the ring, pass not, or be dissolved back into the center and breathed out again, like he would go and sow wheat once again into the field. But those who follow the path, those who reach and are received the seamless robe, which is clear, so clear it is crystal in its magnitude of undescribable state of energy, those have their seamless robes. And it's like you have a bucket of water and you take a cup of water out. Part of it you put into a glass and seal it. And the other water you pour back into the bucket and you drop the water that is sealed. Now, you know that that part that you poured back into that bucket, you can never get that part out again. It's mixed up. But the part that is sealed can be taken out, and it is still that part. It has arrived at its position in which it cannot be melted over again. This is what happened to Billy this month. Also happened to Steve. It has happened to my beloved friend Mike back here. Ben is on his way. He's been in and out, but it has not been sealed properly yet. Where have you ever heard anybody talk about these things? You not read it in a book. Only experience, only the actual movement of consciousness flowing in and out of itself, realizing in a state of awareness, can this come about. I don't know why I was chosen to do this work, but I am grateful for every moment of it.